Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to WDMV. Rocking you globally, but based right here in your nation's capital, Washington, D.C. In case you've been looking for me, you've just located me. This is your man, DJ Mr. E, and welcome to the DJ Mr. E Show. Something new, something nice, WDMV. Yeah. What we gonna do today and every day is we're gonna groove. The best smooth jazz on your internet is right here. Want to see those phone lines light up? Give me a call, 646-378-0763. Give me a call. Want to see the phone lines lighting up right now. Come on. Also, Blog Talk Radio. You know what that means. The chat room is wide open. Jump in there, www.blogtalkradio.com/WDMV, the indie dash story. Come on, go with me, y'all. Thank you. WDMV. Welcome, welcome, welcome to each and every one of you, wherever you're listening from. Welcome to the DJ Mr. E Show. That was a brand new track. If you've never heard it, that's Going Out of My Mind by our guest today, Brother Evan Brown. Brother Brown, you there with us?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Welcome to the show, man. Glad to have you. It's a pleasure.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man. Wow, I got so many questions for you because your history, you got so much history, man. I just want to start out for anybody who I guess has been under a rock for the last 20 years and may not know who you are. just give us a little brief history, man, of from your upbringing to where we are today.
Well, it's basically I'm from Newark, New Jersey, born and raised originally. My father was into the music business, and that's how I got interested in studying. He was a guitar player, and started out playing bass around maybe 7 or 8, and I started getting interested. And once I mastered the bass guitar at an early age, I started getting interested in guitar. And then I started studying cats like George Benson and Wes Montgomery, of course, Django Reinhardt, guys of that sort, you know. And it went on from there, you know. And I also performed with a lot of gospel groups too, because that's my roots, you know, the gospel, you know. So, you know, born and raised in church as well, like most people, you know.
That's right. That's
yep.
Right.
Had to go to Sunday school, you know, whether I wanted to or not. So,
yeah.
You know, that's the story.
Every Sunday morning, man, I understand. Let me ask you a question just off the top of my head. How many albums have you performed on in total? Any
wow.
idea? Any
wow.
idea?
Not as much as the Beatles, but quite a few, man. I think I lost count, including my own. I performed on a lot of other people's projects as well, you know. Wow, man. I'm probably I don't know, maybe 30 or 40. Who knows?
It's a lot of albums, man.
Yeah,
a lot of music.
Yeah.
And you're not an old cat, man. You know, you're still a very young man.
Well, that's not true. I don't know. Well, I'm blessed to be the youngest. In my time, youngest classic soul recording artist. You know, I started getting into groups like Ray Gibbon and Brown, which was my idol group. And, you know, from there, I went from there to Manhattan's with Gerald Lawson and Blue Lovett for a few. And I went to the Delphonics for a minute. And then I took a 2-year hiatus around, I believe, 97, I think it was. And 2 years later, I got in with the Stylistics. And we recorded and everything. And it's like no one else, I'm in my late 30s. No one else behind me has came up yet in classic soul music, which I believe was in a very important foundation, you know, musically, you know. So as far as soul music, you know.
Absolutely, man. Just some of the groups. Well, as a matter of fact, all of the groups that you mentioned are legends, man. I mean, everybody. And we're going to get we got plenty of time, man. I promise you we're going to get to all of the jazz stuff. But I just want to start back, man. I mean, you've been with Ray Goodman and Brown, the Manhattans, the Delphonics, the Moments, and you're still currently with the Stylistics, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow, man. I mean, that's classic, man. You have a lot that you could teach some of these young artists that are coming up today. Because this is WDMV, and our tagline is What's Your Indie Story? For all of the young artists that are just getting started, man, what kind of advice would you have for them? That are trying to get into the music business the way that the music business is today?
Well, first, that's a very interesting question, and I get that a lot. And, you know, my thing is, you know, getting into, you know, the music business, you know, for that matter, any kind of business, because the music business is the same business-wise. But my advice to the up-and-coming people that's coming behind me, educate yourselves, please. Educate yourselves because you know what, this music business, it can be what you make it. It can break your heart if you let it. My advice is to get educated about what you're getting into, and don't put a dollar on everything that you do because of the fact, you know, it's just like teachers, you know. People say they don't make a lot of money, this and that, this and that. Don't expect to make a lot of money, you know. If you do, great, but you know, sometimes it doesn't work out like that, and we don't want you to get discouraged. So educate yourselves. You know, like when I was 12 years old, I knew what I wanted to do, which is what I'm doing now, amazingly. I knew I wanted to be in the music business. I knew I wanted my own band. I wanted my own record label. The thing of it is, I asked myself at 12, why do I need math and reading to be in this business? I found out very shortly.
That's right.
Because once you get into this business, I mean, there's contractual things. There's, you know, the math is a very big part of it. So I say educate yourselves very properly. Just get yourself a good entertainment attorney. You can get books, but I'm afraid that the books that they have in Barnes & Noble's about the music business, I mean, it's introductory, but once you get out here in the field, it's a lot of stuff that's not in those books, you know what I mean?
That's right.
And you have to be prepared for what's coming at you, and you got to deal with it accordingly, you know what I mean? So, but basically, the bottom line, education.
Cool. All right, we're going to play some music. We're going to come back and chat some more. I'm going to play two tracks real quick and tell us a little bit about these tracks. I'm going to play first Brick City, and then I'm going to play Walk On By featuring your sister, Lisa. Tell us a little bit about those two tracks.
Well, Brick City, first of all, Brick City is from my latest and first instrumental, all instrumental project called Determinism. Brick City is, that's what they call Newark, New Jersey, you know, and being a jazz artist, if you go back and look at some of Wes Montgomery's material, you will see that he has a lot of, you know, sometimes, Eric, sometimes it's hard to name an instrumental song when it doesn't have any, like, word content to it. So what we do, we name songs after, it may be after streets that we're from in our hometowns, maybe a certain section of where you came from or something like that, and that's where Brick City came from. I named that song Brick City because it symbolizes Newark, New Jersey, which is where I was raised and born and bred, you know.
Cool. And the other track, you're actually featuring your sister,
yes.
Lisa Brown, on. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, for the first time, and I'm going to tell you something, I've been chasing my sister for many years. Matter of fact, we both came up singing and in the church, and you know, and I always thought that she had a beautiful voice. You know, she started singing first. You know, I was just playing, and she was just singing. And I've always wanted to get with the project with her and just do something, and I did it. You know, I picked. You know, plus determinism is all about. If you notice, it's like five originals and five remakes of some of the classics I've always wanted to do, and Walk On By, I thought was very perfect for her, you know what I'm saying? And she just came in the studio one night, and she killed it. I thought I had to direct and micromanage. No, she came right in, and she taught me something, you know? And
cool.
That was a very exciting thing there. That was a very exciting thing, you know? And on that album, if you flip it over, you would see a picture of me and her back in 1974. We were little kids, you know. So it's like, wow, that was very interesting right there, you know.
All right, cool. Let's listen to the music, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna Brick City and Walk On By featuring Lisa Brown. We're on with Brother Evan Brown. Call in if you want to speak to him. 646-378-0763. I know I talk fast sometimes. Let me slow that down. Area code 646-378-0763. and this is just good music. I'm going to sneak one more in before I bring you back, E-Man. This is Never Can Say Goodbye, man. I got to do this right now. Thank you. DMV. What's your indie? It's the DJ, Mr. E Show. We're on Man E Man Brown. Hey, man, let me just say, first of all, that's some good-ass music.
Wow.
Man, that's good music, man. The people in the chat room, you know, everybody grooving. The chat room got quiet, man, because everybody was just chilling and grooving.
Wow.
And one of the things that I like, man, is you took it back to the old school, because I'm looking at the tracks, man. Your tracks are 6, 7, 8 minutes long, man. And I'm noticing now, everybody, you get a record now, it's 2 minutes and 30 seconds. It's 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Y'all put it down for 7, 8 minutes at a time, man. I love that.
Well, you know, with the radio is, you know, really, man, they no more than 3:17, man. Going out of my head, it was like 2:15 because I did it like the original. That was like two minutes 15 seconds, you know, and I wanted to keep it short like that. But you know, I try not to let a big business get in the way of creativity. You know what I mean? Although I would like a part of the big business, but you know, sometimes you have to give people a little bit. It's about the people, you know. It's about my listeners. It's what they want to hear. You know what I mean? So instead of giving them a little bit, hey, why not give them a lot? You know? So.
Well, I'm telling everybody in the chat room, some other musicians that are in the chat room. I have a sax man in the chat room, and I have a drummer in the chat room, and I have a vocalist in the chat room, and vocalists on the phone listening, and everybody is, you know, just feeling the groove, man, because we were typing and talking and everything, and then we started listening, everybody started paying attention for real, you know, on Walk On By when Lisa was kicking it, and then I just went right back with Never Can't Say Goodbye, and it just got real quiet in the chat room, man, and people just started listening, and I typed in. I said, "Sure, got quiet in here, young lady."
So don't get quiet now. You know, we need to hear from you.
Yeah, man, we just listening. That's what they say,
right,
man. So
listen, I thank them very kindly.
Absolutely, man. You're a very talented artist, and we appreciate your creativity. Let me ask you this: when do you do your best recording? Early morning, mid of the night? Because I know I texted you last night about one. The morning, you were right back on it. You hit me right back, so you were wide awake too.
My best recording, and I'm going back some years, being a tenor, they call us what they call us first tenors, falsetto singers. We warm up after 8 o'clock, so I'm in the studio. My best time is after 7, after 8, even 12 midnight. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm constantly working. Whenever I go in the studio for a project, I probably go to bed about 5:30. 6 o'clock in the morning, when the cows come home, you know. So, yeah, that's my best time.
So, Ebe, what are you working on now? Are you working on any? You got a new project in the works?
Yep, I got something in the works. It's going to be called Mr. Brown, and basically, this is going to be another instrumental project with a little bit more singing than determinism. It's going to feature maybe one remake. And the rest will be originals, you know what I'm saying? And
all right,
that right there, I can't give you a absolute date because I'm still working on it and everything. It takes time to work on those kind of things, but I anticipate some time around August to get a release date.
Definitely, man. Please come back on the show when you get, you know, when you get closer to the album and let us play it, man. I would love to be.
My pleasure.
One of the first to play that. I do have one track from Mr. Brown, Got to Get to Know You, and I'm going to play
that
in a minute. But
yeah,
we got a couple of callers. Let's take a call. Let me just shout out. I know that Miss Celeste and Miss Alice are listening. Miss Jennifer, thank you. Miss Sheila, and my best friend Tim's listening, and I think Tim's on the line right here. Let me see if I can click him in.
Yes, sir.
There you go, Mr. Floyd. Welcome to WDMV.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well.
How are you?
Good, good. Excellent, excellent music. I got an opportunity to leave rehearsal early, and I tuned right into you guys. I know it was supposed to be an excellent show, and it's holding up to its building.
Thank you very much, man. We got a lot of, you know, Evan is very talented. As you know, you like the old school, and his roots come from, you know, Ray Goodman and Brown and the Manhattans and the Delphonics, and he's still currently with the Stylistics. So, you know, the brother can not only play the guitar, he can sing.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's real good stuff, and that's why I was so intrigued, and I had to tune in, man, as soon as I got an opportunity. So
thank you for listening.
Doing what you're doing, man. Oh, yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Sir, thank you so much.
Yeah, best of luck to you. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Chat with y'all later.
Thank you.
All right.
Listen, we're going to do from the forthcoming LP. I'm not out yet. You know, it's another exclusive right here on the D, Mr. E Show. This has got to get to know you from the forthcoming album, Mr. Brown. Let me, I just had it queued up here and it went away, so I got to get it back. So, no problem, though. We can get it back. We'll get it right here. Give me 1 second. So, if you want to talk to Mr. Brown, please, 646-378-0763. We're going to be taking plenty more callers here shortly. But I'm going to get this song here. What did I say? Got to get to know you. Yep, here it is right here. You heard it first right here on WDMV.
Thank you.
WDV with Eban Brown. Hey, man, I want to make sure that I am 100% correct. Is it Eban?
Well, I mean, you can pronounce it three different ways. You can say Eban, which everybody says. The IRS calls me Eben. Eben Brown. Oh, and then you got, of course, you got Eben, Eben, and you can say Eban, whatever, you know.
But it's Eban, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I want to make sure I'm correct in that, man. Everybody is just grooving to the sounds, man, and they're loving it. We did the new track from Mr. Brown, Got to Get to Know You. And the last track we did, West on 22, man, that had a reggae feel to it. Tell us a little bit about that track.
Yeah, well, that tune, that whole feel was inspired by Wes Montgomery. Something that I heard from on him from back in the day. And what I did, I just came up with an idea and I just started shaping it. I said, hey, you know what? I said, what if I just put a some type of reggae feel to it? We tried it, and then, you know, it worked out. It really worked out. And that was on saxophone. That was Mr. Marty Montgomery. Marty is from Detroit. He's the saxophone player of the Dramatics, if everybody remembers those guys. Yeah.
Of course.
Very old school, man. Old school, and he knows, and you know, he knows how to play. He knows where to put it at. He knows, you know, I didn't have to do much with him, you know.
Yeah, that's cool, man. So let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Please, go ahead.
I was going to add that West on 22, what 22 means, that's a highway here in New Jersey called Route 22. West, you have west and east. I'm going west because, you know, and that's where that came from.
Hey, man, let me ask you something else. Other than your music, what's on your iPod? What's in your CD player? Who are you listening to right now?
Wow. Oh, man, I'm listening to George Duke, Ronnie Jordan, Paul Jackson Jr. I listen to the OJs, the Whispers, definitely. Oh, my goodness. I love the Whispers, man. We are great friends, too, you know.
Yes, sir.
I listen to George Benson, definitely. Al Jarreau, Roberta Flack, Donny Hathaway, you know, those kind of things, you know.
And that's classic music, man. That's classic music.
Yeah, and I have everything on repeat. So I'm one of those guys that if you're riding in the car with me, and let's say I'm listening to something by Al Jarreau, that one song is going to be on repeat until I get tired of it.
Hey, man, I've got a partner. He's out in Indiana, and he's got a CD that he plays in his car all the time. I mean, he turns it off occasionally to listen to the radio, but he's got a classic old school CD, and that's all he listens to, man.
You know what? In my car, I don't have a CD player at this moment. I have a tape cassette player, and I'm burning this tape that my father left behind. God bless him, Miles Davis. It was the last project that he did before he passed on. I believe it's called You're Under Arrest, I think it is.
Wow.
That's the album that he did, Human Nature and Time After Time by Cindy.
Okay.
I love that album. I love that album because it's a lot of, see, playing with Miles Davis, you know, he had his musicians, they was playing with a lot of freedom. He had them playing like that because, you know, back in the days, smooth jazz really didn't exist. I mean, if they played a song, let's say if they had like four nights a week, when they came back and played the same set, but they never would play the same song the same way. They had their freedom. Smooth jazz came along and changed all that in order to sell records and be more commercial. Smooth jazz just means that you're taking something. If you're doing smooth jazz, you have to do remakes because that's what it's all about. You got to have some originals. But remakes is what makes it. Peter White, right before they started eliminating a lot of the jazz stations, he had the number one jazz record in the country, which is Soulful Strut by Junior Walker and the All-Stars.
Yep, yep,
that
yep.
was the number one record, man, if you remember.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And you have to have remakes of popular songs that everybody know.
Yeah, man. Hey, just speaking of some of the other artists, man, like I said, I've got a couple of cats that are in the chat right now that are grooving your sounds. I want to play just one or two songs of some different guys, man, just some young guys that I know that are here with us listening tonight, and just see what you think about their music, man.
Sure.
We've got a drummer in the chat room right now. His name is Milton Hargett, and we're going to play one of his tracks. It's called Can You. Check this out.
Bring it on.
Thank you.
WDMV, it's a DJ, Mr. E. And Mr. Hargett, he's in the chat room with us right now. But we're on live with the man, Evan Brown. Man, what'd you think about that track? That's a local cat right out of North Carolina, man. That's just trying
to
get it in. Yeah.
That was lovely, man. And I see that, you know, it's all about pushing them boundaries, man. He's not afraid to experiment with different sounds, man. And he's wicked on those skins, too, you know.
Yes, sir.
Very wicked on those skins, yeah.
I'm sure he appreciates it. He's in the chat room right now. I've got another cat. He's in the chat room. His name is Jared. I'm on sax. I'm uploading his music now, so we're going to give a listen to his stuff in a few minutes, man. But your number one fan, Carol, the young lady who made sure that you got on this show, wants me to say hi to you.
Say hello, Carol. How you doing, baby?
She's out
there. You'll be listening.
Yep, she's on the chat room, man, and she says she is your number one fan.
She's good. She's great people, man. She's great people.
Yeah, man. She's helped me a lot. I actually met her on Facebook. Now, let me get to this, man. And I know we just met, brother, but you're my brother now, and I'm getting ready to know you, man. Why do you still have a cassette in your car?
Well, that particular car right there, man. It's not a 2010 or 11. You know what I'm saying? It's 96. And you know, I'm looking at putting a CD player in there. Plus, I got satellite radio that's coming too. But that's the only reason. Hey, look, but you know, I still love my cassettes, though, man. You know what I'm saying? that's some classic stuff there. You know.
Hey, man. I have to agree. You know, because you know, I do this, but I'm also a DJ. And during the 90s, man, I recorded some of during the 80s and 90s, I recorded some of the baddest cassettes that walked the earth.
I hear that.
And I still got about 600 cassettes.
only 600, yeah.
Yeah, only 600, man. And I actually have a cassette player in my car too. I mean, I got a CD too, but I still have a cassette player, and every now and then I'll throw in a classic cassette that I made, and I look at it and try to remember where I was and what was going on. We initially communicated on MySpace. Are you coming over to Facebook?
You know what? A lot of people have been asking me about Facebook. A lot of ads. I got to say that, you know, Facebook, I've been kind of like reluctant for Facebook because, you know, it's, you know, I look at it as a lot of trouble, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not one to get in trouble. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I'll come over. You know, I heard that there was a few pages that was built for me in my honor, but I mean, I wish that was enough. But but yeah, Facebook brings its own drama. You know what I'm saying? But
it does, man. It's an entirely different beast than MySpace. I mean, with all of us, I started on MySpace, you know, and I still actually have two MySpace pages, but I very rarely go on there because Facebook is like a drug, man. You get caught in Facebook,
yeah.
And sometimes I'm on that juggle for 3 hours a day.
I know that's like the latest craze, man. That's I'm only on MySpace and what's that other one? Twitter. That's the only thing that I'm dealing with, and I tweet, man. Oh yeah, from the handset and everything. I got another page called JazzMatrix.com. I have a page on that, and that's basically it. You know, I'm just trying to keep it simple. You know what I'm saying? So
I understand. But, you know, I don't want you know you telling people your age. You telling them you got a set in your car and you're only doing MySpace, man. I told them, you know, you're doing 30.
Hey, listen, long as I don't tell you, I got an 8-track. Although I love them, too.
Hey, man. And while I'm telling my age, too, at my mom's house, I'm from a little town called Danville, Virginia, in that area. And at my mom's house, still in my room, which is primarily the same since I left there, there's an 8-track player.
Oh, yeah.
With two speakers. And in
it
the middle,
still work.
Yes, sir. In the middle of Diana Ross saying "Love to Love You, Baby," that joke.
Oh yes, sir. See now you're talking. See a lot of stuff, man. To be honest, you know when you got some babies, man, it's like you don't really care about putting them on CD per se. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, I'd rather listen to it the way that, although, you know, hey, it might have its provisions on CD. Everything has, you know, because I got a bunch of CDs too, but. You know, with the vinyl and the cassette, man. They just can't replace that, man. No matter what they come up with, you know.
That's right, man. Somebody in the chat room just said that you can hear the sounds on the set that you can hear on the CD.
Absolutely, I agree. I totally agree. Yeah, and that's a technical thing, but I don't want to get into it. You know, but that is exactly true. I mean, you hear the stuff as you were in that session, actually. You know what I mean? Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick call right here. Area code 252, last 47017. Welcome to WDMV. You're on with DJ Mr. E and Eban Brown. Let me get you on first. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, Mr. E. This is my pocket man. What's up with you, man?
Oh, that's Pocket Man. That's the guy whose track we just heard. I didn't know that was your number.
Yes, sir. I enjoyed that, man. I really enjoyed that. You're doing
thank
a great
you.
Thing
thank
there, man. Keep it up.
Got to. I get inspired by Mr. E. We've been friends for a while, and what are you doing? Just keep moving on. Sometimes you want to give up, but you just can't. Once you start, you got to keep moving.
That's the truth, man. And believe me, I get like that myself, man, but you got to. You got to look up and say, you know what? What am I doing here? You got to look. It's going to work out. You know what I mean? Always. Stay true to what you do, man.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Yes,
Mr.
sir.
You keep it moving, bro. Keep it moving. I'm going to head up to New York tomorrow to Rochester. If I got time, I might swing through if you're doing anything over the weekend. We'll see what's up.
The 4th of July, brother, it's always something going on in Washington, D.C., man. I can assure you, if you swing through, you'll enjoy yourself.
All right, bro, man. Y'all
right,
have a good one.
All right, cool. Eban.
Yes, sir.
Question, man. Are you touring right now?
I'm touring off and on. Basically, I'm doing sporadic dates, you know, here and there. But I'm home during the week right now, you know. But pretty shortly, I expect to be busy again.
Are you doing more with your solo projects or with the stylistics? How are stylistics doing? Are they touring?
Yeah, well, we're touring right now. We have like maybe, I mean, because you know with the way the business is, man, you know, it's but things are still working. We still like we worked last week in Boston. This weekend we got West Hampton, New York. That Saturday, and you know, we just doing our thing, man. We kind of spoiled. We're used to being 3 and 4 days a week, you know, every week. But things have slowed down a little bit, man. But you know, hey, it'll pick back up. It'll definitely pick back up.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. And you got so many irons in the fire, man. We know that you'll continue working. All right, I'm gonna play a couple of tracks, man. Tell me a little bit about Exit 15. We're gonna play that next.
All right. Exit 15. Basically, that's once again that's basically off the New Jersey Turnpike. That's an exit that I live off of.
Okay.
It's actually 15W, but everybody who knows about that, they know where I'm coming from. Exit 15 is just talking about meeting maybe an old high school crush that you had, or a honey that you had, and you meet me at Exit 15. You know what I mean? So.
All right, cool. And then that was Exit 15W. Then I'm going to play Traveling North. Tell me a little bit about that.
Traveling North was basically inspired by Mr. George Benson. George Benson lives about one of his houses. He lives, because he lives in New Jersey as well. He got a house in Maui, and he has a house in Englewood, New Jersey, which is about maybe 25 minutes away from me, that's going north from me. So I kind of like did that, you know, through his inspiration, you know. And that's basically it.
All right, cool. Let's check it out. This is Exit 15 by Brother Eban Brown.
I am taking my degree Every time I think of how my life has changed, I think of all the time we kissed. Every moment, do you think that we could ever meet again?
I think so.
WDMV, what's your indie story? It's your man DJ Mr. E, and we're on with Mr. Eban Brown. And man, I just need to say that every single track that we played so far today is a winner. Let me get you on, man. Are you there, bro?
Yes, I am. Yes, I
okay.
am.
Okay. Wow. Man, everything is hot. You've actually got someone in the chat room from Japan, man, one of your fans from Japan that's in the chat room, and he says, his name is Ronnie Jam, is his chat room name, and he just says, man, he's just so happy to hear your music live on the internet. So welcome, Ronnie Jam, man.
Thank you so much, Nick. Yes, thank you so much. Thank you very much, man. I'm trying my best, you know, to keep the music real, you know, to keep it, you know, keep it nice and fresh, man. To try to, you know, that the track that you just played together, you and me, when I originally did that, that was from my first album back in 2002, my first solo album, and it's called Master Suite. And that album was more or less like it was like a molding experience to shape what was coming afterwards. You know what I mean? That album was about something totally different, you know. And I had a great time making it, you know.
Cool, man. It sounds great. And everybody, I've got people in chat rooms, and everybody's loving it, man. So,
wow.
You know, new album coming out around August. You said around August, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. On the new album, do you write all of your tracks?
Yes, basically, yes. Yep.
Okay. Yep. Your music now, you've got a million albums that you sang on with the Ray Goodman and Brown, the Manhattan, the Delphonics, the Stylistics. But as far as your smooth jazz albums, if someone wants to purchase them right now, where can they get it?
They can get it a number of ways. In Japan, they're in the stores physically because of, I have a Japanese distributor here in the States. But as far as the United States, as far as you can log on to cdbaby.com/Eban Brown, and you can get all my music. You can buy it physically. You can get them. You can download it. I'm on every digital company there is, including iTunes. You can also pick up your telephone and dial 1-800-BUY-MY-CD and ask for the artist that you want to purchase and everything.
All right. You said that you're an independent distributor in Japan. Do you feel, and this is being an independent artist and also in the groups, do you feel that you get a lot more love outside of the country than you do here?
Well, I don't want to say that we get more love outside the country, but one thing about overseas, or whether like when I go to England or when I go to Japan, any country outside of this, and I'm explaining myself, we get like it's like I'm Michael Jackson over there to
right.
them because
right.
of the fact if you were the man or the woman back in 73, to them today you still the man, you know, in the United States with the way the music industry is going, you know how when they put out one record. You don't, I mean, and it could be something good. You won't hear it no more after 2 months, probably. And that is considered old. But back in the day, when we put out an album or a song, you heard that song all year. You know what I mean? And, yep. You know, and that's how the overseas countries are. You know, that's how they are, you know.
Hey, man, I was in the military. I was in the Army, and I was stationed in Karlsruhe, Germany for 4 years. And some of the acts that came over there, the turnout was just phenomenal. It was us, you know, the military people. We went to see them, but the Germans and the Europeans, the British and the French, they were acting like, you know, the album had just came out. And I'm speaking of groups that came to Europe in the 80s, but hadn't had a, you know, a hit since the 70s.
Right, right, absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
But they were still very much appreciated and very much supported overseas.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's where our biggest business is at the moment, you know what I mean?
I've got a very good friend. I'm sure you've heard of him, man. He's a local cat here, but he's doing a lot of things nationally and internationally. He's a very personal friend of mine. I'm actually going to have him on the show, I believe it's the 13th of next month, but Marcus Johnson.
Oh, yes, Marcus Johnson. Oh, definitely.
Now, Marcus' music, man, is phenomenal. But Marcus and I actually talked today, and he actually gets more love when he leaves D.C. Than he gets here in his own city because for whatever reason. But he's booked in L.A. and Miami and California, and there are lines to see him. But here in his city, where he's been all his life, you know, he doesn't get that kind of love. I mean, is that typical?
Kind of, sort of, yeah. I mean, being homegrown, you know, and that's all it is. But you know, sometimes in your own birth town, you won't get, you know, because back in the day, they used to say, if you could sell out your own hometown, you could sell out anywhere. But sometimes, you know, the hometown. I mean, and it's for different reasons too. You know what I'm saying? It's for different reasons. Marcus does very well on his own. I remember when he first came out. I mean, everything that he has, he built on his own, you know, and he got with the right publicists and this and that, because at the end of the day, that's what it's about. It's about having a good publicist, and then when you get a good publicist, you have to then build a foundation where, I mean, you could have a selective audience like myself, but you have to take time and you have to continue to build. It's just like building the building. It's just like an architect, you know what I'm saying? You have to constantly build, you know, and I mean that's just the way it is, you know. And I hope that Mr. Johnson doesn't get unenchanted by not doing in his hometown or what he wants. But you know, if California is showing him more love, I mean, what else can I say? I mean, that's where you gotta go and show it right back as an artist, you know.
And that's what he's doing. But one thing that I love about Marcus is he's branding himself. You know, he's got a brand new CD that's getting ready to drop. He's now starting his own festival here in Northern Virginia. He's getting ready to have a festival next month, actually in July. And he's also, I don't think he grew the grapes, but he's also coming out with his own wine. So he's doing a couple of things to keep his name in the game and to diversify and brand himself.
Right, and he's a smart guy because of the fact today, and you know what, it's interesting you saying that because I had a conversation with somebody the other day about that, and it's like today you can't just only sing no more or act for that matter. You have to, it's like you have to have other things going on. Like if you take Beyonce for a second, okay, she has a singing career, she has Destiny's Child because she has. I think she has a couple perfume lines. She got some clothes out. So it's like, yeah, you have to kind of do that in order to stay in the game, kind of, sort of. Because, you know, realistically, you know, I can wake up one morning and lose my voice. You know what I mean? So you have to have something to fall back on, and you have to brand yourself like that anyway, you know. I mean, like, I want to get into acting. You know, I've been consulting with a few people on that level and stuff like that. So, I mean, when it comes, you know, but you have to move towards, and it's not really, as they say, putting the carriage before the horse. I mean, it's just, that's something that you have to do. You know, I mean, you got to have more than one thing going on here. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, man, let's play another song. I'm going to play Speak Your Mind, and Speak Your Mind's from the new album. Tell me a little bit about
Speak Your Mind. Speak Your Mind is from the new album, Determinism. That's one of those songs that, man, that you land in the bed at night and then you just get because I'm constantly grooving in my head. It's not a day that go by that I'm just, you know, not thinking about music. I mean, I go in the supermarket, I go to church, I'm always thinking about putting something together that's new in the studio. And Speak Your Mind came about through that kind of process, and you know, I just thought of a nice little groove, and then I just went to the studio and put it together, you know.
Well, let's down right here. Eban, Speak Your Mind. It's WDMV. This is your guy, DJ Mr. E-Man, and we're just playing some good music right now from my friend E-Ban Brown, man. I just want to, really don't want to stop right now. I'm going to play one more, and then I'm going to bring E-Ban back on, man. This is Bergen Street. That's right, WDB. What's your indie story? We're on with Eban Brown, man, and you have got just some absolutely great music, man. It's music that can do a lot, too. I can drive to it. I can clean my house to it. I can groove to it. I can love to it. I can do all kinds of things to it, man.
Wow. Well, I thank you kindly for that.
Hey, yes, sir, man. And I just want to, again, man, I know that you have a very busy schedule, and you spent, you know, almost 2 hours with me, man. So I just want to take the opportunity to thank you for coming on the show and allowing me to share your music with those that may not have heard it, man. That's what I try to do. I just want to be a vehicle for the independent artists and those that want to be heard.
And that you are. That definitely you are, man. I this is the first interview I've done in a long time that I did like this. This is I knew from when we set it up that this would be a very special interview. I knew that, so I was preparing myself. I got my tea, my iced tea set up here and everything, and got things, you know what I'm saying, so I'm all comfortable talking to you. So this is a very special moment here, you know.
Cool, man. I'm glad. And I had as I mentioned earlier, that I had another friend in the chat room who had music, man, and he just sent it to me while actually doing the show, so I just got it loaded. His brother's name's Jared, man, and he's a sax player, and I'd just love for you to just check him out a little bit, man.
Sure,
we don't have but about 10 minutes left on the show, so Jared, I'm going to give him about 2 or 3 minutes of each song, man. We got 2 songs by this cat, man, and he's really good. And this is another cat that I just met recently on Facebook, Eban, so come on over to Facebook, man.
I hear you.
All right, this is Jared. This is his new single. It's called Dancing With You.
All right.
Thank you.
WDMV, my track gonna play. WDMV, it's a Mr. E show. I tried to get another track in from Jared, man. I don't know what's going on with it. But E-Ban, let me see
yes,
if you're
sir.
There, brother. Yes, sir, man. That was a young cat, man. He's on Facebook. One of my Facebook friends is now. I tried to get a second track in, but what you think about that?
Man, listen, you said his name was Jared, right?
Yeah.
And he's a Jared, too, now. Okay, now he... That's what I'm talking about. That's my kind of thing right there. Now, you're talking about driving music and stuff like that. That's what it is right there. That was lovely. That was lovely, man.
He said in the chat room that track was called Dancing With You. It features Jay Soto on guitar, Michael Browning on keys, Mel Brown on bass, and Cindy Bradley on trumpet.
Wow.
So they really getting it in, man.
Wow, that was lovely, man. Tell them to keep doing it. Because that's what we need, you know, with the way things are. We got to keep bringing it forth like that. You know what I'm saying? We don't have that many jazz stations, you know, before Clear Channel stepped in and monopolized everything. But we got to keep bringing it the way we do, you know. And that was real lovely.
Yeah, man. I'm right here in Washington, D.C., man, and we don't have a smooth jazz station, man. This is the nation's capital. This is Chocolate City. This is the place to be, and we don't have smooth jazz, man. So back in November of 2009, I was presented the opportunity to do this, and I was like, hell yeah, let me do it. Because, you know, there has to be. I mean, I know, you know, there are other outlets out there, XM and different formats that are out there, but I wanted to be able to help the people that I can help, and one of my good friends, John Wayne Saunders, say if I can help somebody along the way, then my journey's not in vain, man. And so that's all I want to do is just help somebody get their music out there, because I may be playing a track that someone hears and you know, likes that person or something, and that person may get a contract, man. So, you know,
right, and you're definitely helping, man. I mean, by doing, you know, there's guys like yourself, man, that's helping to keep the music alive, man. You know, no matter what type of changes that may come to the music business, man, you're keeping it real and you're going after what was. And we, like I said, we got to keep it to where we can, in other words, you know, you have a lot of artists that they'll change their game up just to fit into what's going on. You know, I kind of disagree with that. You know, I mean, if your love is smooth jazz, your love is rock and roll, that's what you stick to, no matter what kind of changes come to the music, you know. So,
yeah, man.
If I die broke, this is what I'm gonna be doing.
You're doing what you wanted to do.
Right.
Yep. So all right, man. So listen, everybody out there. I know we can't hear you, but please put your hands together for Mr. Ebon Brown and all of his music, and please go out and support him. Buy his CDs. If he comes to your town, whether he's with by himself or whether he's with the Stylistics, go out and support that brother. Hey, man. Got anything coming up in the D.C. area anytime soon?
You know what? That's interesting. I got a couple of phone calls about D.C., but I haven't got anything yet. But what I have coming up, I have the Classic Soul Cruise coming up that I'm going to be appearing on August 28th through September 5th. And, you know, interestingly, my band, my regular band, lives in D.C.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I live 4 hours away from them. Yeah, everybody live in D.C. And if I can, Eric, before we leave, I would like to take time to, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. And, you know, this meant a lot to me. I just started working with a publicist. He's a PR person. His name is Nick Presley, and the name of his company is Hype Inc., Hype Incorporated.
Okay.
And I just started working with this guy. I was on the phone with him all day today. And we're getting ready. He's getting me ready to do a lot of great things, man, because in this game, you need publicity. You need somebody that's a market. And this guy is a marketing genius, man. We're talking about David Letterman and the Monique Show. I mean, he's getting me ready for those sorts of things, you know, coming up in the future. And I will let you know what comes out of that. Also, the Ebon Brown Fan Club, thank you all for listening, and those that came in to listen under the direction of Miss Charlene Harris. And you can just Google the Ebon Brown fan club page, and you can get on there and get all sorts of information. And also, to contact me and everything, you can go through my MySpace, or you can contact Mr. Eric Whitehead himself, DJ E. Mr.
That's right.
E.
That's right.
And he'll contact me for any kind of inquiry, you know. Thank you very much.
Hey, man. I'm sure that somebody in the fan club is going to do you my space. I mean, Facebook page, and you're going to get on and you're gonna love it, man. I'm telling you. You're gonna abandon Facebook when you get
to Facebook. Yeah, see, you're going to force my hand to go up there and build a little page now. See, you're gonna...
Hey, man. Thanks a lot for being on the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Please. As I said earlier, all I'm trying to do is get the music out there. If you know anyone that have music, please send it to me. My email address is eric.whitehead, eric.whitehead2020@yahoo.com. Send me music and I will play it. It's as simple as that. I love playing good music. We're going to get out of here with the last track for tonight. This is Brother Eban Brown. Man, thanks a lot. We're going to close it out with In Touch. Hey, Eban, I'll talk to you soon, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right.